My wrists are shackled and chained to these demons I'm a slave to. Drag them through the back of my mind as we parade through this life of endless temptations. Knowing if I give in, I'll become an abomination. These burdens are heavy, especially the one that would end my marriage and destroy my daughter and son. Adultery was the serpent that I haven't forgotten, but my heavenly father revealed the apple was rotten. My mind has never been so strong, I know I won't give up, but they make me drag them along in case I ever slip up. I saw how my choices affect people around me. I noticed how the voices influence me profoundly. I'm the only one that can hear them screaming during mass. The body and blood of Christ have saved me at last. I'm haunted by the rattling of chains behind me as I look up to the sky and can't help wonder why me.
Why not you, buddy? Helping yourself without giving a thought to the consequences is something you're good at. You're selfish. You don't feed the needy. You make fun of the homeless. That's why we're riding shotgun. If you were perfect, we wouldn't be here with you. We're gonna be with you forever.
As I struggle to drag this evil freeloading dead weight, I notice something haunting about the crowd I can't shake. They all look malnutrition, sickened with hunger. As I walk past their begging hands to throw food in the dumpster, the pits of gluttony and greed are not easy to climb out. We fail to see our gluttonous ways anytime we dine out. We become desensitized, taking too much and don't see the demons behind a morbidly obese society of greed. I know I'm guilty of sin, that's why I'm dragging them behind me and battling them within. But I got an iron chin, tough times gave me thick skin. Sometimes they ride shotgun and wanna go for a spin. They lie and deceive, saying I should reclaim them. The weight would be lifted if I simply unchain them. Jesus carried his cross, and so I'm gonna carry mine and pray I get into heaven when it's my time to die.
Well, Christian, gonna die. You can still drive. I know you're tipsy, as you like to say when you're not drunk, of course. You'll be fine. What's the worst that can happen? Huh?
When it comes to this demon, boy, I was ignorant. Spawned from the semen of Satan, he's no innocent. But this one was different, it's socially accepted and intimate. He says the possibilities are infinite. I hear him laughing, mocking my struggles. This heathen's getting under my skin, I start to stumble. I catch myself slipping, carry the burden, but I fumble. Now these cavernous walls that surround me start to crumble. I see the souls of dead children from drunk driving accidents. The deep sorrow on the faces of family it affects. No amount of prayer or devotion to the sacraments could rid you of the guilt you would have to accept. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, just avoid the abuse of it. You need help, get it from our Father on the crucifix. Break the chains, break free, take back your own life. Remember, darkness only exists in the absence of light.
We will get you, Christian heart. The weight that you're carrying will become too heavy to bear. Your soul will be ours. It's just a matter of time, my friend.